Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today in the studio we are joined by the Executive Director of the United Way of Eastern Utah, Pam Boyd, and that means one thing. With the holidays riding around the corner, we are going to be talking about the Castle Country Angels Tree. Pam, pleasure to have you in here. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Well, I'm excited, and yes, nothing says Christmas like when the Castle Country Angels Tree program starts.
You know, it's one of those real indicators for me that Christmas is really almost here, and it also goes back to something that I love talking about as a part of these interviews, and that, of course, is giving back to the community. And it feels like around here especially, the community connection is just so strong to programs like this.
It really is. You know, it's amazing. Last year, you know, we know the numbers now from last year, and it was 170 families, 414 kids received Christmas because of this program. So thanks you to everybody who sponsored a kid, all the sponsor organizations, and just everybody who picked up an angel and bought a gift.
And that's a huge chunk of people. That's a mass population of kids who were able to enjoy the holiday season when otherwise they might not have had the opportunity. And that's thanks to the Angels Tree. And that's something that this program has done year after year after year, is really bring that joy of Christmas to the area and some families who might not be able to have it otherwise.
Yeah, and you know, as we all know, it's kind of an uncertain financial time for families right now. And so we expect we to blow through our numbers this year, you know, to really have more need than ever. So we're excited to be here and we're excited to kick it off.
Yeah, when you talk about that air of charity that comes, it feels like this year especially, like you mentioned, those financial unknowns that a lot of families are facing due to situations oftentimes out of their control. It's programs like these that can really help them get through. Now, this is going to be kind of a few-part interview for us. This one, we're going to be talking about applications for the Angels Tree, how to get involved if you are a family looking to get into it. So how can, if someone is looking to nominate a child or a family for the Angels Tree, how can they go about this?
Well, families need to apply. And because the United Way acts as a clearinghouse, you know, we take in all the applications, we vet them a little bit, and then we send them out to sponsors. And so because of that, you know, families who are applying to the program do have to provide some documentation, and that's really important. So unless we have that, we are unable to process an application. So let's take it to step one, okay? So those applications are available at our office, which is room 105 at Price City Hall. If I'm not there at the time, you know, they're on a clipboard on the door. So you can definitely find applications, physical pieces of paper there. The application is also available on our website, which is uweu.org. And you can see there's one for the Family Angel Tree Program and one for the Senior Angel Tree Program. That program is for, you know, senior citizens and disabled adults. But, you know, in talking about the kid one, it's really cleanly, you can't miss it. It's like on our landing page on the website. You can't miss it. So that's a great place to go for it. So that's step one. So you get the application and you fill it out. And on the application, it includes the information that you need. You need a little bit of verification of your income and you need a copy of your ID. And so you get those things together and you get a completed and signed application. And then you return it back to the office where you found it, you know, room 105 at Price City Hall. Now, if you have all those things, you can, and I am not there, or, you know, the office is closed. You can't just leave it, slip it under the door. I'm the only person that uses that office. It's not going to get seen by anybody else. Then there's one more step this year, but this is a step we're excited about, okay? For years, families who've participated in an Angel Tree, you know, we ask them to participate in a financial tips workshop, you know, just to kind of help give you some information that you may not have known if you're struggling financially. And, you know, it's not the price you pay to participate in the program. It's more really another way to try to help you get through the holiday season and to get through, you know, the whole year, especially when money is tight. So we've always offered this financial class. Well, this year we're offering it a little bit different, and I think it's going to make it more accessible and more exciting for families. And the accessible part is that it is a video that you find on our website, uweu.org. You're going to find that financial tips video. And when you watch this video, you know, you'll watch some sections and they'll answer some questions. Then you go on. And when you get to the tail end of it, you can opt into a survey that then has a drawing. So the survey part is just some information for us to collect, you know, demographics about who participates in Angel Tree. But the great part is then if you finish it all the way to that, you're going to be entered in a drawing for one of $400 gift cards at Walmart. So it is definitely worth your while. Go ahead and do that and maybe make your holidays a little bit happier.
Yeah, no, and those surveys oftentimes, like you said, they're just simple demographic stuff, you know, things like age, gender, things like that. It's a great way to get entered to win that $100 gift card, or one of four. So it's a great way to get involved. And, you know, you make the process so easy when it comes to applying for AngelTree. You pick up the application, fill that out, get your required documents, turn it back in, watch the video, and then you are set for AngelTree. It quite literally is just a 1-2-3 process.
Yeah, and it's amazing because of those amazing sponsors that we have. You know, people like, if I start listing them off, I'm going to forget somebody, and I never want to do that. I mean, it's community businesses and organizations, and, you know, we take in those applications, and they just say, we'll take 75 kids. We'll take 15 kids. You know, it doesn't matter. You know, they will take all the angels for that family. And so once I always tell people when they hand in that application, they're not going to hear back from me. The next phone call is going to be from their sponsors, and it's going to be information about picking up your gifts or if they have any questions with what's on your application. And the sponsors are amazing too. They make it easy. They say, you know, some of them deliver directly to homes. Some of them have a central point that people can come and pick up their gifts that, you know, and they offer a lot of hours that people can do it. So the sponsors are amazing. And, you know, people find their way and get those Christmas gifts.
Yeah, it really is just a full community effort for this. And, you know, being the kind of starting point for this at the United Way, I'm sure this is a very busy time of year for you. But as this increase in business really ramps up for you, what's the feeling like in the United Way office as you get ready for another year of AngelTree?
Oh, it's a lot of data entry. It's kind of some monotonous work, but, you know, at the end of it, kids get Christmas gifts. So it's work worth doing. You know, sometimes, as we all know in life, there are things you do and they don't feel particularly rewarding. And this is like monotonous work that feels very rewarding. And I guess I should put in another thing. You know, the deadline for AngelTree is November 21st. That deadline is about helping our sponsors. That is about giving them their names and their information before Black Friday so that they have opportunity to, you know, take advantage of deals and just get those gift packages together. And so that deadline of November 21st, we really ask people to make that happen just to benefit the sponsors. Now, having said that, we don't turn people away that, you know, miss it by a week or two, you know. So we will be collecting AngelTree applications through the first part of December. You know, I'd say a more reasonable cutoff date just to get people the gifts and not drive our sponsors crazy is probably December 12th to December 15th. But, you know, you really help out the sponsors, the people who make this project, this whole program tick, if you're able to get those applications back in by November 21st.
And that's the big thing, is you want to help them as much as they're wanting to help the community. So getting those applications in as soon as you can just helps. Now let's run through the nitty gritty one more time. Where can they pick up these applications and what's that deadline?
And the applications are available. Room 105, Price City Hall. Those are the physical hard copies of the application. And they're also available online at uweu.org. And so that people can remember that, it's our initials, United Way, Eastern Utah. So uweu.org. That's where the applications are available. The deadline of November 21st. And if you have any questions, you know, you can email us at liveunited@uweu.org.
That UWEU, it's so easy. I've been over here sitting trying to remember the website. I'm just running through the initials in my head. It's so handy that it just follows that along that path perfectly. Now, Pam, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
No, I'm like, really, this program is here. And if you're struggling this Christmas and it's just you're having a hard time, you know, we want every kid to have a happy Christmas morning. That is our goal. And it's a pretty... That's what the program is all set up for, you know, and it's pretty simple to apply. And we really do want people to step forward. We're here to help.
Well, Pam, thank you for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, our guest, Pam Boyd, Executive Director of the United Way of Eastern Utah, and we're talking about the Castle Country Angels Tree. Applications are available now. Swing by Price City Hall, room 105, to pick up a physical hard copy. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.